All right, folks, welcome back to Wisdom Warriors. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let me tell you, today's topic hits different. Ever feel like life just throws curveballs your way? Like you're stuck on a roller coaster that never seems to slow down? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's a way to not just survive those twists and turns, but actually thrive in them? That's where Stoicism comes in, and today we're diving deep into one of its most powerful concepts. I'm Rafati, loving your fae. Now, hold on a second, loving your fate doesn't mean blindly accepting every bad thing that happens. It's not about becoming some passive doormat waiting for life to kick you around. Think of it more like this. What if we could shift our perspective and see challenges as opportunities? What if instead of resisting the inevitable, we embraced it with open arms and a curious mind? That's the essence of Amor Fati. It's about acknowledging that everything that happens, the good, the bad, the downright ugly, is part of the grand tapestry of your life. And guess what? Every single thread contributes to the masterpiece, even those seemingly chaotic knots. So how do we actually do this? How do we go from resisting fate to embracing it with open arms? Here are a few key takeaways that can help. First, practice gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life. The small wins, those moments of joy, even the annoyingly persistent barista who always makes your coffee just right, they all matter. When you focus on what's going well, it shifts your perspective and opens you up to seeing the beauty in everything else. Second, reframe your challenges. Instead of viewing obstacles as roadblocks, see them as stepping stones. Every setback is a chance to learn, grow, and become stronger. Remember that time you bombed that presentation? Ouch, right? But guess what? You probably learned some valuable lessons about preparation, public speaking, and even resilience. Third, focus on what's within your control. There are things in life we can't change: traffic jams, bad weather, that one annoying coworker who always steals the last bagel. But there are also things we can control: our reactions, our choices, our attitude. So focus your energy on those things. You might not be able to control the rain, but you can control whether you grab an umbrella and go for a walk in it or just sulk indoors. Fourth, cultivate inner peace. This is where Stoicism really shines. It's about finding stillness within yourself, even amidst the chaos of life. Practice mindfulness, meditation, or whatever helps you tap into that sense of calm. When you're grounded and centered, you're better equipped to handle whatever comes your way. And finally, remember that everything is temporary. That includes those moments of joy, those moments of pain, and everything in between. Nothing lasts forever. So, don't get too attached to anything, the good, the bad, or the ugly. Let it flow through you like a river, appreciating its beauty and power without clinging to it. Think about that time you felt completely overwhelmed. Maybe you had a huge deadline looming, a family crisis brewing, or your favorite coffee shop ran out of oat milk, a tragedy, I know. What did you do? Did you spiral into panic, let your emotions take over, and become paralyzed by fear? Or did you find a way to breathe, assess the situation, and maybe even see an opportunity in the chaos? That's Amor Fati in action. It's not about being naive or ignoring reality. It's about choosing how we respond to it. Even when things get tough, we can choose to approach them with courage, curiosity, and a sense of acceptance. We can choose to see the challenges as opportunities for growth, the setbacks as stepping stones, and the journey itself as something worth embracing. So there you have it, folks. Amor Fati. Loving your fate. It's a powerful concept that can help us navigate life's ups and downs with more grace, resilience, and even joy. Remember, every single moment is an opportunity to practice this Stoic wisdom. To let go of resistance, embrace the present, and find beauty in the unexpected. Ready to take action? Share this episode with a friend who could use some Wisdom Warriors energy. Leave a review and let me know your thoughts. What does Amor Fati mean to you? I'm always fired up to hear from you guys. And don't forget, tomorrow we're diving into another powerful Stoic concept. Stay tuned, because this journey is just getting started.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.